We've heard so much about Awaken 2024, and firstly, as Debbie said in the praise report, just a big shout out to everyone who served across the whole event, Youth Revival, Awaken Kids, not Goo Kids, Awaken Kids, but also we had many people serving in different areas as well, and so a huge shout out to you. And you know, we're privileged. Our lead pastors, Paul and Jeannie, are leaders of the Ground Level Network who run the Awaken event. And it's their first year running that event. And I think they did a great job. So I think we should put a hand together. I know they hate it, but so good. All right, I got requested to do this. I went for dinner at Joao and Caroline's house and got requested to do this. So there'll be a QR code where you can follow my notes. And look, Joao's happy. And there you go, you can scan that. Or if you have the YouVersion Bible app, if you go on there, click your three lines, go to events. My notes should be at the top of there. But I'm really believing God wants to speak to each and every one of us. And don't worry, we'll keep that QR code up. I'll move different points just so people in different parts of the room can get it. But I really believe God wants to speak to us today. And my experience is this, that, you know, with anything in life, however I turn up with the attitude that I have, whether it, you know, just go into a movie. If you think the movie's going to be amazing, you come out pretty much saying most times that that was pretty good. And I believe it's the same in this moment, that if we believe that God is going to speak to us, it might just be one word, it might be a sentence, it might just be one thing that God speaks to you. And so let me pray and then we'll get into this. Lord, we thank you for today. Thank you that you're here. Thank you that you're with us. Pray that you would speak to us right now. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Amen. Let me start by reading a few verses, Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. And it says this, Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Then Acts 1 and verse 8 says this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. I want to start with this statement today to tell us you were created with the purpose and the power to stand up and stand out. You were created with the purpose and the power to stand up and stand out. So the title of my message today is Who Told You You're Powerless? Who told you you're powerless? Our world is obsessed with purpose, finding our purpose. What is it that I'm meant to do in life? What is it that I'm called to do in life? That our world becomes obsessed with it. I guess we even can become obsessed with it because we hear about it all the time. And, you know, even throughout church, we know that many times, and I'll say it lots, God has a purpose for your life. I believe it. God has a purpose for every single person's life. He calls us. He has a purpose for us. Even if we just take those two verses that we read, we know we have a purpose. Our purpose is to go and share this message. Our purpose is to go and be witnesses. Our purpose is to not just be a disciple, but make disciples. It's not just the job of a leadership team in a church, it's the job of all of us. That actually, as we're discipled, we help other people follow Jesus. We help other people, but we become obsessed with purpose. Someone said the two most important days are the day you were born and the day you find out why. It's that purpose. And I guess for many of us in this place, we've all been in moments, or we might even be in a moment where we're searching for purpose. We're searching for meaning. We're searching for validation. We're searching for affirmation. We're searching for all of these things. And it seems like today anyone can be an expert on purpose. You just have to start a YouTube channel or a podcast. You can just say what you want and you can become an expert on purpose. But today, I wonder if there's something more that we need to grab a hold of. I wonder if I could have my lovely assistants come up, Craig, Ben, and Ruth. Why don't you give them a round of applause? I'm going to bring this forward. Yeah, Ruth. Hold on. We're doing something. Ruth, do you know what this is?
I do, yeah.
What is it?
It's a drill.
It's a drill. And Ruth, what's the purpose of the drill?
To put nails into something, possibly.
A little ripple of a round of applause there. All right, we'll leave that there a minute. Once someone said, what's the purpose of a drill? To drill things. Yeah, exactly. Ben, do you know what this is?
Yes, I do. This is a handy torch.
A handy torch, not just a torch. Yeah, he's got good. What's the purpose of this?
To see those places that you need to see, especially when your eyes cannot really be able.
Oh, he's going for it. I'll just leave it to Ben this morning. To light up dark places. Could be. Craig, this is a hard one. Yeah. What's this?
An Apple device, for a start. It is a mobile phone to communicate.
There we go. He's answered my second question. It's a mobile phone to communicate. Okay. So we know what this is. Ruth's explained it really well. We know the purpose of it. Prove it. Drill that into there. Come on, Ruth.
It's not working.
I don't know. All right, Ruth, you're letting the side down here. The switch is on the back. Lighting team, I know this is going to scare a few people, but turn all the lights off. Alex, here we go. Come on, light up the dark place. Come on, we're in the dark, Ben. No torches on your phone, please. There's nothing. Lights up, lights up. Right, this is Zion's phone. Now, it does not have a SIM card, okay? And he uses it mainly for Pokemon Go. Okay, and he likes, but he can send iMessage as to me and Debbie, which are really funny at times, because he calls me bro on messages. We were away at Awaken. Sorry, Craig, I know your moment's coming, don't worry. And we were away at Awaken. We were using it as like a nightlight for him. And Debbie got a text, help me, my phone keeps switching off from downstairs. I was like, oh, here we go. There's one number programmed into it. Open it, it won't have a code, and call me. No, he hasn't. There's no power. Give these guys a round of applause. What good is it to know your purpose if you don't have power? What good is it to know the purpose, but it has no power? Just because you know why something was created does not mean it has the power to do that very thing that it was created to do. To do what it should do. And I want to say to us that there are many people who would be believers walking around and they know their purpose. They know what they're called to do. They know what God has got for them. And the enemy's not afraid of us knowing our purpose, but he is afraid when we begin to access the power to fulfill the purpose that God has for us. To begin to walk in the purpose that God has for us requires some power. And I'm here to tell us today, and it might drop as a bombshell, but you are not the source of your own power. You're not the source of your own power. Today's culture would say you're your own power. You, if you do this, and there are some great things out there, but actually to live in the God purpose, the purpose that God has for you, you're going to have to access some other power. With your power, you can have a good purpose. I had a friend who I was chatting to around church quite a few years ago, and he kind of stumped me with his remark, because I was talking about church, talking about what church is like, I was talking about my relationship with Jesus, and his answer was this: well, my life's good. My life's good. So why do I need Jesus? And he got, I'm married, I've got two beautiful kids, got a home, I got a good job, I feel like it's the job that I need to do, like I'm called to do, it's that, why do I need Jesus? And in that moment, I kind of took a breath back. Because I think for many of us, we can answer why people need Jesus in moments where they're at the low, because he's hope. We can answer, why do I need Jesus when there is trouble and there's circumstances that are going on, and we know that God is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, that God is for us, that God can take bad things and turn it for good. But what about when people think, you know what, I've got a good life. I've got a good life. And it took me back, I didn't physically take a step back, but in my own body, it was like, oh, hello. I've not heard that one before. And then I thought about it and I said, you got a great life, but I believe there's something more that you can have access to. That you can live a great life. You can live a great life. You know, you can have a good purpose, but actually to live the life that you were called to, I believe you need a relationship with Jesus. I'd love to say in that moment, his whole light, he turned and everything happened. He didn't. He still argued with me and said, but my life's good. But you know what? There's another power to access. So I used to pray for him. And about 6 months to 9 months later, he finds himself in a church where he is and makes a decision through a friend who I knew. And I don't think it was because of my great eloquent answer, because it wasn't. It's because of the power of the Holy Spirit at work. It's the power. And I believe today that if we're going to walk out the God purpose, because many people doing good things in their own power, but if we're to walk out the God purpose, it's not going to be in our ability. It's not going to be in our power to stand up and stand out. We're going to have to access the power outside of our own ability. You're going to need access to the power of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus says to the disciples, he says, I'm going to go. And he tells them that I'm going to be with you always. But there's a moment where he says, it's good for me to go because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is going to be that power that's going to enable you to move into the purpose that God has for you. And for many of us, we say, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to change. Here's how I'm going to live my life. And we try and do this in our own power and our own strength. And we try and be our own power supply. Even following Jesus, we can try and do this. An example, we're meant to have the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 says this: but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. I'll stop there, okay? Just try and live them out in your own power. I could finish. That's it. Like, you try and live in love and joy and peace and all of those things in your own power, goodness, faithfulness. You try and do it in your own power. And I know for many of us, we do this. I'm guilty. We do this. We try and do this in our own power, but it's the fruit of what? I'm glad three of you are listening. The Spirit. It's the power of the Spirit. That power to live that life comes from the Holy Spirit. It doesn't come from my own power. It doesn't come from my own willpower. It comes from the Holy Spirit. And many times we see what we're meant to do. We get out there, we try and do it, but it feels like it's not working. And it feels like it's not working because I'm trying to do it all in my own power. But that's because we've got it the wrong way around. We think power comes from my performance. No, no, no. Power comes from the Holy Spirit. Power comes from what God has got for us. And unless your purpose has pushed you past yourself, I want to say you've just got a good purpose. But if it'll push you past yourself and take you to uncomfortable places, it's a God purpose. It's a God purpose when it pushes you past yourself. A God purpose is, I can't do it by myself. A God purpose says, I've got to go further than I've ever been before. I've got to take another step. I've got to go further than ever before. And I've got to push past myself. And sometimes maybe it's just a good idea that I'm trying to do, but actually a God purpose requires a different type of power. It requires a power from the Holy Spirit. And some of the frustration I think we experience in life when we're trying to walk out the God purpose in our life is because we are not connected to the right power. We're not connected to the right power. And we end up going to many different places to find power. We end up going to different people to try and find that power. We can even go to places to find that power. I loved this last weekend at Awaken, and I believe it's a moment where you know, we can be refreshed, we can experience God's presence, but we can do that every Sunday. But the many times we're going to places to try and access that power. It's kind of like, it would be like this. I'm waiting for Awaken to be filled with the Holy Spirit to sustain me for the next year. Guess what? It doesn't work. No matter how good Awaken is, no matter how special Awaken is, no matter how much you experience God in that big top 10 or wherever you are, no matter how much, it won't sustain you for the full year. It's a great place to go. It's a great place to be refreshed. It's a great place to be in. But if you are requiring that place to sustain you for a full year, guess what? It's not going to work. I'll put it this way. If we're turning up every Sunday, expecting every Sunday to sustain us for 7 days, in my experience, it doesn't do it. But the Sunday builds me up and equips me and pushes me. And the gathering of the saints means that I'm not doing this alone, that I get to do this with people and I get to be in the room with people and we all get to be equipped. What to do? To go and live out our God purpose in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I get to do it. And then I come back the next Sunday and I begin to praise God. Why? Because I'm working out the God purpose in my life. I get to pray and lift His name. You know, first and foremost, we're not turning up here to just have a nice time. We're worshiping Jesus. We're putting Him first and center in our lives. But secondly, it's like I'm being equipped to be sent out with this God purpose on my life. So many of us get afraid. We looked at those verses earlier, Matthew 28, you know, go and make disciples of all nations. Go into all the world. Acts 1 and verse 8, you'll be my witnesses everywhere. And for many of us, we try and do that in our own strength. No, I need the power of the Holy Spirit. And for many of us, we even think we are powerless. We're powerless. Who told you you're powerless? We go to different places to find our power. Look what it says, 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 to 5. I'm going to read in the Amplified Version because it says some good words in the brackets for us. It says this, but understand this, that in the last days, dangerous times, of great stress and trouble will come, difficult days that will be hard to bear, for people will be lovers of self, narcissistic, self-focused, lovers of money, impelled by greed, boastful, arrogant, revelers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane, and they will be unloving, devoid of natural human affection, calloused and inhumane, irreconcilable, that word, malicious gossips, devoid of self-control, intemperate, immoral, brutal, hate. I know it's a great verse. Haters of good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of sensual pleasure. We'll not get into that today. Rather than lovers of God. Listen to this. Holding to a form of outward godliness, religion. This is the bit. Although they have denied its power, for their conduct nullifies their claim of faith. Avoid such people and keep far away from them. There are many people in our world who have an outward look of godliness, but they've denied the power. Denied the power of what God has got for them. They have this form of godliness, but they have no power. They say the right things. Their life looks good on the outside. They have this outward godliness, but there's no power. And we have to begin to guard ourselves against that. But also today, maybe it's a moment to go, have I done the same? As I read those verses, have I done the same? Do I have this outward form of godliness? I've grown up in church. I know all the right things to say. You know, I attended the most boring prayer meetings ever as like a kid. We used to meet in someone's house in a, I think they were like on a farm, like in a barn or whatever. It was on a farm in their front room. And I'm saying they're boring because I was like 9 or 10 years old. And I just used to, and this is going to make me sound really old, but I just think they didn't have anything else. But they had like this old VCR player where the time just flicked like that. With every second, it just flicked. And I just used to watch the time. But let me tell you, when someone called me, like asked me to pray, I could pray because I knew the words to say. But the question is, am I saying the right things, acting the right way? But have I denied the power of God? And am I doing this in my own strength, or am I actually accessing the power that God has for us? Who told you you're powerless? Because I want to tell you today that that power is available to you. That power is available to each and every one of us to live out the God purpose in our life. That power is available. You need the Holy Spirit. You have access to the Holy Spirit. And today you can live out the God purpose in your life. Back to Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. Jesus came and told his disciples, I've given you all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these disciples, these new disciples, to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Here's your purpose. Here's what you're called to do. Here's what you're called to do. But then if we flip over to Acts 1 and verse 5, it says this, John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So they've got their purpose. Here's what you're called to do. Now you're going to wait here. Another verse in Acts 1 says, wait here. Wait in Jerusalem. You've got to wait. Like the purpose. For many of us, we've got our purpose. Today is a day I've got to access the power. Today is a day that I've got to receive that Holy Spirit. I've got to receive that power that God has for me. Acts 1 and verse 8. But you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on upon you. What are you going to receive power to do? You're going to receive power to do what I've called you to do. The purpose, go into all the world, make disciples. Jesus has just reiterated here, you'll receive power. What to do? Because you'll be my witnesses. Telling people about me everywhere. I love that thought. Telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Maybe there's an order. Maybe we receive purpose, and then we have the power to live out the purpose. And for many of us, we've been searching for purpose, and we've even felt like we have a purpose, and we have a purpose, and just like these things have a purpose, but it feels like it's not working. I love how the light still works on this, though, because there's a glimmer of hope. But it feels like I know the purpose, but I just can't. It doesn't seem to work. Don't need to switch the lights off again for this, but it doesn't seem to. I know the purpose, but it's just not working. And for many of us, it can feel like hard work. And I'm not saying it's not going to be hard work, but I believe actually today a lot of us have lost our power. Some of us have been thinking we're our own source of power. And if you think that, you're probably right. If I think I have to do it all, I can't do it all. I have to access that power. The Bible tells us the same Spirit, the same power that raised Jesus from the grave, it lives in you. And that access to that power is available to all of us. So in the 9 minutes and 42, 41, 40 seconds that I've got left, how do you get your power? Firstly, call. Call. Ask. Acknowledge and ask. Today, I think it's really simple. We just have to call. We just got to acknowledge. I need God. I need your power. I need your power to live out the life that you're calling me to. If we just went back to Galatians 5 and verse 22, to live out the fruit of the Spirit, I need your power. I need to live out I need some power to live out the life that God has called me to. And the first starting point is I'm acknowledging that I need that power. And secondly, I'm just going to ask for it. I'm going to ask to receive that power. It's countercultural because in today's culture, and I can fall into this trap in my own life, in today's culture, we don't like to ask for help because we think it seems like we're weak. Seems like I don't know it all. I think the problem with our day is that everything is at our fingertips. So we can access all the information. We just Google it or YouTube it. You know, how do I do this? And we just Google it or YouTube it. And we begin to do that in our lives. And so much so that we don't ask other people. It's like, I've got to find out for myself. I've got to find out for myself. I've got to begin to do that for myself. And in today's culture, we don't ask for help. But today, I wonder if we'd be countercultural and go, do you know what? I need some help. I need the help of the Holy Spirit. I need the help today of God's power, that same power that raised Jesus from the grave. I need it in me, and I'm going to acknowledge today I need some help. I need some help to live out this life. I need some help to parent my kids. That was just me praying to God. I need it. Because let me tell you, patience is very difficult in moments. Not getting angry in moments. I need some power. Because, you know, I was just thinking about this when Jesus went to pray before he goes to the cross. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane and he's praying and he asks three of his closest disciples, hey, would you pray? Wait here and pray. And he comes back and they're asleep. And he comes back and he like tells them off, goes off, comes back, they're asleep. And he says, the Spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. I got to admit, my flesh is weak. I've got to acknowledge today, hey, my flesh is weak. And so I need the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm acknowledging it, and then I'm asking God. So I don't know, I feel stirred to say, for some of us, we've been battling some things that we've kept hidden. We've kept hidden. And today is a moment, no, I'm going to need to acknowledge I need some help. I need some help. I need to ask for some help. I need the power of the Holy Spirit to live the life that God is calling me to live out the God purpose. I've got to acknowledge and ask. I need power. So call. The second thing is this, connect. Connect. Have a daily connection. If you're like me, and I'm writing this message for me as much as you today, but if you're like me, any time on a daily basis, it feels like I can lose connection. It feels like a circumstance, a situation, or just one of the kids not listening, I lose connection. And any time, in any moment, it feels like I can lose connection. I mentioned it earlier, but many times we go to places to find power. We go to places to find power. And I think we do that even as Christians. We go to places and God calls us to places. But if we're going to that place to sustain us for a period of time, I know that even on a daily basis, I can lose connection. And so here's my thought and my prayer for us today, that we would have a daily connection. Actually, we'd have an ongoing connection, asking God to fill us with His Holy Spirit. I'm walking into a meeting. God, I need your help. Would you fill me with your Holy Spirit? I'm walking into an exam. God, would you fill me with your Holy Spirit? You still got to revise. You still got to put some work in. You know, it's not... I love that video of that kid who's got a textbook and it's just in front of him like this and he just does this. And then turns a page and just does this. That's not how the Holy Spirit works. But I tell you what, the Holy Spirit can give you power. You know, you feel called, led to invite someone to church. I need help. I remember the first time that I ever really started to open up about church and my faith, and never hid it, but really began to talk about it. I was playing football for Matlock Town and just began talking about it and began talking about what I did and just my faith and church and what my parents did. You know, sometimes they used to ask, what does your dad do? And I used to make up things like, I used to say he was like a spy at some points. How old was I when I told my teacher that he was in prison? About 5. I'm still to this day, I'm certain he went to prison. But I remember opening up, and I remember I'd drive to training and I'd just ask God to fill me with His Holy Spirit. Partly is quite selfish because I thought if I've got this power available to me, I'll be a better footballer than everyone else. But secondly, it's because, do you know what? I felt a calling to be a witness, like we all should, to be a witness. And, you know, it's just open. You get bored of me talking about football, but it's the stories of people coming and asking questions and it's opened up. And sometimes I get off a football pitch and I'm like really frustrated, quite angry, maybe about my own performance or the team's performance. And then someone wants to talk to me about church and I'm thinking, I don't really want it, but I asked for it. And so we got to connect with the Holy Spirit, have a daily connection, have this connection. You can't just turn up and expect it to sustain you. But actually, you've got to have a connection. And the last thing is this, cost. I talked about acknowledging, but it's a humility to surrender. It's a humility to surrender. It's a humility even to surrender my will and say, your will be done. It's a humility to surrender to what God has got for us. And I love it because this Holy Spirit is freely given to us today. I'd love to tell you that these are the requirements, and if you complete this 10-week class or course on the Holy Spirit, then at the end of it, zap, boom. It's freely given to us today. But there is something we have to do. We have to be humble enough to surrender. Humble enough to say, here's my life. Humble enough to say, God, I don't know what to do, but I need your Holy Spirit to be at work in my life. And it's going to cost some things. It might cost you your pride. It might cost you your ego. It might cost some things in our lives. It might even cost you the perception from other people. But actually, it's a humility to surrender. Because even the God purpose is going to lead you to some places that are going to cause you to step out and you're going to think, this is crazy. But if God's in it, who knows what could happen? Who knows what God could do today? So who told you you're powerless to live out the God purpose? Because you all have a beautiful purpose. But a purpose without power can just feel powerless. And so today I want to invite us. Maybe today it's a moment of calling, acknowledging I need the Holy Spirit and asking for it. Maybe you've never done that in your life. And I I want you to do that. I'm going to ask the team, and the team are going to come, and we're just going to sing in a moment. But maybe that's for you. It's a call. I need to acknowledge and ask. Maybe it's today you make a commitment. I'm going to make sure I have a daily, even more than daily, connection with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to fill me every day. Maybe it's making a commitment. I'm going into a meeting and I'm just going to pray, God, would you help me? Would you fill me with this holy, with your Holy Spirit? You know, parent, maybe it is the connecting with God and saying, I need your help. Would you help me to parent? Would you help me to be the mom, the dad that these kids need? Would you help me to do it? Would you have that daily connection to be a witness? To be a witness to people. To see people come to know Jesus, to bring them in. Maybe today it's a cost. Maybe it's that humility to surrender and say, I'm going to lay everything aside, the perception of others, my pride, my ego, whatever it is. I'm going to lay it aside and say, God, would you fill me with your Holy Spirit? Would you fill me today? Because I want to know that power at work in my life.